We are happy to have Norm Teeple joining us tonight, and Norm is the president of Katzman Monument Company, which was originally established in 1935 by Norm's grandfather. It's down in based down in Mendota Heights. Norm, welcome to the Roadhouse.
Well, Buck, thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate the time.
You know, I saw an article in the Minneapolis paper about your business, and I was just intrigued by it. Now, I thought I'd start first by asking you, your grandfather started this business in 1935, and he got out of the business in 1981. You just reopened it, I think, a little over a year ago. There's a little bit of gap in time there. Maybe you can explain to us just what happened.
Sure, no problem. So my grandfather started the business, as you said, in 1935. He went to art school and was artistically trained, had an apprenticeship, and then opened up his own shop in the mid-30s. Ran it for close to 50 years, but as you know, that was pre-computer days, and so everything had to be done by hand. And when he got into his 80s, the hand started to shake a little bit, and to be as diligent and as a perfectionist as he was, it just was not possible any longer. And so since it was a service industry that was based on his own workmanship and skill, he couldn't continue the business any longer, and it closed down. A few years back, we thought that the monument industry, and it still is, for the most part, is one that kind of lives in a vacuum. It hasn't caught up with the technological age that we all live in today. Still a bricks and mortar type establishment where people have to go back and forth with monument dealers, and not a very pleasant experience. So we figured that it was a great opportunity to bring his business back, but to reconstitute it in a completely different format, which would be to have it be virtual, so that families can go online and design a monument or a marker themselves in real time. The price will go up and down as you pick and choose things, and it will actually design itself as you pick the stone shape and the granite color and the finish, and you go through the whole process. It could take as little as a few minutes to as long as you'd like, and you can have family be involved with it no matter where they're located. As you're going through the process, the designer, so to speak, can click a button which will create a web link. And they can email that link to anybody in the world that has email, and all families, regardless of where you are, can be involved in the design process. So it's truly bringing the monument industry to the 21st century.
Now, as you mentioned, your grandfather used to be kind of the artist behind what the monuments look like. So you have a virtual company. Now, who does the work for you?
Well, what we do is we actually took rubbings of his work. So we have brought his work back. And we use a manufacturer in St. Cloud that we work with, that we have an in-house art department that will create all the carvings, and they manufacture our stones, and we'll ship them throughout the United States, or we have an installer that will hand-deliver them throughout the state of Minnesota.
Now, St. Cloud's kind of the granite capital down there. They've got plenty of stuff to work with.
They do. They do. Yeah, it's a great hub, and it's lucky for us. You know, Minnesota quarries approximately about a third of the granite for the United States, so it makes for a very easy drive in case we need to meet with our manufacturer face-to-face or if we have any issues, which thankfully we've had none.
And you took this business a little further than just providing monuments. You kind of moved it into the 21st century, so to speak, or 22nd. I'm not even sure which century we're in.
Sure.
Maybe you can explain to folks a little bit about QR and little chips and all the other stuff that goes with it. It sounds exciting.
Sure, no problem. Well, like I said, our philosophy has kind of been a two-pronged philosophy, which was one, bring the industry to the 21st century, which speaks to kind of the techno-centric issue. And then the other piece is making it convenient and burden-free for family members. And so having a family be able to go online and design a memorial themselves covers both aspects, but we wanted to extend the 21st century concept even further. And so as you spoke about, these QR codes are 1.5-inch by 1.5-inch weatherproof QR codes. And for your listeners that have seen them in a magazine or on billboards, they look like barcodes, kind of squiggly line things that you can scan with a smartphone or a tablet that will route that scanner to some sort of website that the that will indicate something for the viewer, whether it's an advertisement or what have you. And so what we decided was, wouldn't that be great? The stones, monuments, and markers, and columbariums have been the way that they've been for centuries. And so wouldn't it be nice if there was more than just stone that you were looking at, a way to actually enhance a family memorial experience? And so what we decided to do was have QR codes, these weatherproof QR codes that will adhere to a memorial, and the family members will have the ability to scan the code, and it routes them to a website that is maintained on the family's behalf, where the family has the ability to go and upload unlimited photographs, unlimited videos, a biography, and a family tree. So not only is it a way for family members to have a more enhanced memorial experience, but potentially it's also a way for somebody that wants to speak to their family who hasn't passed on yet, or speak to generations that he or she may never meet, they can tell their own story and do that and have it adhere to their own memorial. And when families come out to visit, they can learn about who that individual was or see a completely different aspect instead of just seeing a name, a date, and maybe a very short and brief epithet.
You know, I was just thinking about that. I think I could have mine say, like, don't step on me like that. How do you think it feels down here?
Well, you'd be surprised to see what people put in stone. So you'd fit right in. Yes.
I imagine I would. What do most people do? Do they like to put a video on, or do they just describe the person and what they've accomplished, or sort of like an obituary? Or what do you in general find people doing?
What we generally find is individuals have been putting a lot of content on the codes. And a number of pictures. If you can imagine, for those that are familiar with Facebook, it's very similar to the Facebook concept of how the videos and the photographs can be uploaded. So for those that are even tech savvy on an elementary level, it's not very difficult. So we have staff that if people are gun shy, or they have, let's say, physical pictures and they want them to be refurbished and put into a digital format, we actually have the ability to assist families with doing video work, doing the photographic work, uploading those items for families if they either, one, don't want to spend the time, or, like I said, they are a little gun-shy in tackling the computer.
So if they're having a little problem, you're right there.
Correct.
Yeah. As far as your memorial business goes and the headstones, do you find that a lot of those sales are tied to the mortician or the people who are actually doing the funeral? Is that a hard thing to break into?
You know, what we find is that, typically the funeral home, some funeral homes will sell monuments or markers or urns. Certainly most sell caskets. That's usually a big item for the funeral home. But there are a number of funeral homes that are not affiliated or with a monument company or are not directly selling memorials. And certainly those are companies that we want to work with. We believe that we offer unparalleled service in the community outside of just providing a convenience factor with the Internet and the ability to create memorials in a very unique way that you're not going to find out there. Particularly as it relates to Minnesota and the cities, we would actually come to family members' homes or coffee shops or wherever there might be Wi-Fi to assist them, and we bring granite samples and what have you. And so, again, that speaks to that second prong that I talked about, which is making a monument or a marker for families as convenient and as stress-free and as burdensome or burdenless as possible. It's an emotional process. And we recognize that, and having lost my father back in the late 1990s, having to go to a monument dealer, which looks like a shop, circa 50 years ago, it's just not a very pleasant experience. And to be able to do it in your home on your own time without somebody leaning over your shoulder for something that is this personal and emotional, I think is a great offering.
We're speaking with Norm Teeple, and Norm is the president of Kotsman Monument Company, an interactive and online and interactive a company that specializes not only in the granite, but also in an interactive QR scanner chip. Am I right to call that a chip, or is how does that work, Norm?
Well, it wouldn't be a chip because it's not actually embedded into the granite. I would think of it almost as if you think about your license plate tab. It's not flimsy like that. It's like a rubberized code, but it has an adhere kind of stickiness on the back side of it that will allow it to be adhered to anything, but specifically a memorial, whether it's granite or bronze or what have you. I wouldn't think of it as a chip, but more of a kind of a standalone, very thin, rubberized, inch-and-a-half-by-inch-and-a-half weatherproof code that will stick to a piece of granite.
So it doesn't really have the information. It just is a vehicle to get there.
Yep. What you're going to see is like you see in the magazine. It's going to look like a little barcode, and you would just take your phone. Most phones, if they don't already have a scanner, you can download free apps with the scanner, so you're not paying for the scanner. The interesting thing is you know, if anybody were to walk through a cemetery and they would have a phone, they'd be able to scan. Let's say it was you had a memorial that you put one on. They'd be able to scan your memorial and learn about the person that was buried there. They just wouldn't have the ability to edit that. Certainly, it's only the family that would purchase these codes from Kotsman Monument that would have edit rights.
Has there been any resistance to, let's say, from the cemeteries that you're dealing with, or anybody out there, resistance to this new thought of keeping historical data?
You know, I think in general, most people have been very receptive. I think again, just if you look at the number of users on Facebook, the last figure I saw was over 900 million, and so the attractive quality to be able to memorialize people's lives in a more comprehensive way is a very attractive thing out there. I think as far as cemeteries go, we haven't seen any resistance but for Fort Snelling Cemetery, and I'm not pointing them out directly, but in general, the Veterans Affairs, so for the majority of military cemeteries, there are very strict rules and restrictions on what can or cannot be adhered to their headstones. And my hope is certainly over time that they will see that this is a trend and it's a desire that people want to provide not just a story about their loved one, but to have a way to show the unique characteristics of the person that was buried there. And hopefully they'll see that and then will be more open to having QR codes attached to their headstones.
You know, I can kind of see little boys like I used to be running around the cemetery switching these things from monument to monument. Like all of a sudden, Helen became a 72-year-old man, you know? Any thoughts about that?
Well, you know, to rip them off, the headstone. let me say, well, we haven't had that problem yet, so please don't encourage that.
In other words, shut up. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Don't mucky everything up.
Fuck, I'm calling you if we have this problem.
So, okay.
Up until now, that hasn't been an issue. I can't imagine someone being able to rip them off. They're very strongly attached to the memorial. But we have a policy that if they are damaged or if they are somehow removed, we will replace them at no charge. So
that's
if somebody has one and it's lost or what have you, they will get a replacement.
You know, my co-host here, Ann Passas, has a question for you as well.
Hey, Norm.
Sure.
But first I have say, only somebody who'd been a little boy would think of doing that.
I'm still a little boy.
Oh, that's great. So, Norm, I was wondering, this sounds like cutting-edge stuff. Is any other memorial company doing this kind of thing?
I'm not aware of any memorial company in Minnesota that's doing this. I know there is a company out in Seattle that is a monument company that's doing it. And I think one of the differences, though, is that they're a monument company, from my understanding, that is actually creating the software themselves. Oh. I'm a big believer that you should do what you do best. So we work with a software company that is a software company that has developed this code that we're working with. And so I think some of the offerings that we have on our code are probably a little stepped up and higher caliber than you might find if it was a monument company trying to develop software.
Okay.
Do you think that this could develop into a way that people can keep history, official histories of people who have passed on? Let's say they're going through a more famous monument of a person who is very public. Do you think that would be a future use of these QR codes?
Yeah, I believe that the QR code has, at this moment, unlimited potential, that it isn't just restricted to headstones, but based on the type of information that can be captured, certainly it makes sense for museums, it makes sense for history centers, it makes sense for a variety of different areas where you might want to share the history of an individual or some type of experience. It gives, again, a more comprehensive picture as to who that person may be or what that event may have been about.
Like maybe I could, attach one to the seat of my pants and I wouldn't need any introduction.
Well, it seems like everybody's texting these days and doing all kinds of things. So it looks like the lack of talking and communication, the better, is what it appears to be. So
yeah.
Fit right in.
Well, it's a very unique idea, and I really have to hand it to you for your imagination in getting there, and also, for reopening your company and taking a chance of going online to see how that would work without as a virtual company and not a physical, bricks and mortar place. So it sounds like that's working very well for you.
Yeah, I mean, so far it's been great, and I think that the benefits for the customer are numerous. I mean, because we're not a bricks and mortar company any longer, we don't have the overhead affiliated with a bricks and mortar company, and so we are able to be a lot more competitively priced and economical for our customers. We offer convenience that no other monument company in town offers, and certainly some of these unique 21st century components are one of a kind in Minnesota. So I believe there's a whole host of reasons of why it would make sense for your listeners or anybody else to check out Katzman Monument, which is KATZMANmonument.com. Yeah. And then we have my number is 612-508-7795, and we also have a 1-866 number, which is 1-866-862-4660.
And how broad an area do you cover as far as the monuments go?
Are you speaking different types or geographically?
No, geographically. I mean, these are big, heavy things.
Yeah, geographically, we can ship throughout the whole United States, so that's not a problem. And we have multiple installers. We have installers that will install your standard headstone, and we have other installers that we use that can do very large projects, for types of monuments that you may see at a Lakewood Cemetery in Minneapolis, which has a lot of famous individuals that were buried there and a lot of very large monuments. So as far as scale goes for the monument itself, we have the capabilities, and as far as geographic scale goes, we have the capability as well. For Minnesota, we would hand deliver everything, and for anybody outside the state of Minnesota, we will ship it.
Norm, I don't know how many, what percentage of your customers are taking advantage of this technology, but in any case, what are they telling you that it means to them to be able to do this?
We have had nothing but positive feedback. I've gotten, I'd say 50% of the people that we have, when someone were to buy a monument or marker from our company, we provide the codes for free. They're included. So there is no cost if someone were to buy a monument or marker from us. Certainly, if a monument or marker exists and they want to buy one, which is $150 for the QR code, they have been just flabbergasted with how exciting it's been. It's also been an ability for families to kind of get together and sort through old pictures and I'm sure relive memories that they haven't talked about for a long time. And then that's exciting in its own right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a very positive step. Now, I still like to go to old cemeteries and wander through knowing nothing but using my imagination. You still can. You just don't have to scan it.
Nothing forces you to scan it, but there I think it would be a great benefit if you could walk through and you really wanted to know what the true story was about the individual and you had the ability to find out.
That's right. We've been speaking with Norm Teeple, and Norm is the president of Kotzman Monument Company down in Mendota Heights. And Norm, I want to thank you so much. Maybe before you go, you could repeat that website for folks that weren't listening carefully enough.
Well, I appreciate that, Buck. Yeah, the website is www.katzmanmonument.com. So www.katzmanmonument.com, 612-508-7795 or 1-866-862-4660.
Thank you so much, Norm.
Thank you for having me on, Buck. I appreciate it. And thank you, Ann.
Mm-hmm.